ENT Oil Field, Bonneville, Bonnie X Hockey on Lakeland Connect. It's your first intermission. Michael Menzies joining alongside head coach Chad Mercier. And coach, lots going on in the town of Bonneville. You got, you know, Alberta Winter Games, that whole hustle and bustle. Obviously, you guys are away for that, but in the lead up, a lot of preparation. There's the Winter Games going on in Milan. There's a lot of, you know, excitement about sport right now. A lot of good hockey being played, and it must be nice to, you know, be involved in the game at a time like this when there's a lot of stuff going on. And you've obviously been a coach at the Alberta Winter Games. You know what that experience is like. But, you know, even as a fan watching what's going on overseas, it makes feel special to be involved in the game. Just what do you make of those comments? What's going on in the hockey world?
Yeah, for sure. Our guys have been, you know, gracious enough to give some of their time and the volunteer work and preparation and setup for the Winter Games, which I think is a great experience for our players, and also I think allows them to take their mind off the game at times with everything that's going on. I thought we had a great week of practice, very competitive right until the end, and we're going to need that obviously here tonight. But yeah, it's you know, as we're pulling out of town and all the buses are coming in, you know, into town, for me certainly a lot of memories come back. You know, that Alberta Winter Games we took part in with the Lakeland Panthers was, you know, through the 30 years plus of hockey, is one of the greatest memories I'll ever take with me. It felt like it was a month long, but it was 2.5 days. There was lots packed in there. And so I know those athletes that are going to experience it in our town are things that they're going to take with them forever.
Well, hopefully it won't feel so long these next 2.5 days. You play three games here with the Pontiacs. And, you know, you touch on it. I know after Camrose back-to-back there, you wanted the team to get together Sunday. It's got to be tough because I know, hey, you realize what's going on in the standings. Wins have been hard to come by lately. But in order to bind together as a group, it can't just all be about hockey. Is that fair?
Yeah, fair enough. And you know, you got to enjoy the journey along the way. And we've done some things here in the last 2-3 weeks. Some of that stuff's off the ice. And so our schedule's been busy, hasn't allowed for a lot of that stuff. And so we changed our schedule Monday, you know, to accommodate those guys, you know, watch some Super Bowl and spend some time just together and just existing. And again, I thought our practices this week were very highly high-paced, highly competitive, and we want to build off that. And again, we're focusing on just being at our best. Obviously, we worked lots on during the week on bearing down, scoring some goals, doing some things like getting in the goalie's eyes, getting to rebounds, getting to some things like that, and scoring some ugly ones even in practice. And, you know, that's something here on this road trip that we're going to have to do. And we're excited about the opportunity. This one tonight ain't going to be easy. They've played some great hockey since Christmas. If you look at their chances for and against and some of the scores in their games, they ain't going to just roll over for us. And so it's going to be a great challenge.
Well, no doubt. Olt hasn't been home for weeks and playing a game. And really, in the last 5 years, I think Pontiac's won 8 of 15 against this team. It's lended itself to, you know, tighter games despite maybe a disparity in the standings. And that's something that I'm sure you're harping on the group too, is to, there can be that, it's human nature. You're looking at the standings, what other teams are doing, but the solutions aren't going to come from outside the standings. They got to come here. So is it tough to limit distractions at this point?
Well, it shouldn't be in the situation we're in. You know, obviously, you know, we know that we've talked about it lots for the last 2 weeks, and then the longer it's going without us finding ways to win. I thought we've played some pretty good hockey at times. We just need to be a little bit better, a little more relentless. You know, and so that's where our focus is. And so we spent a lot of time just focusing on that stuff, preaching that stuff, and making sure we look internally here. And you know, ultimately, there's probably a lot of people that have us counted out. But our belief system still in the room is there, and we're going to start here tonight and put our best foot forward.
Yeah, a dozen games to go. Olds tonight, Canmore tomorrow, Calgary on Sunday, a big road trip, and then a little more consistently at home to end the year. But if there's something specific, like we look at the lines here tonight, it's going back to what's been a comfortable formula as of late. We've seen it at times really work, where each line has their identity. Is there anything that needs to change with them, or is it just more that they need to do within those shifts that they have?
Well, I think it's the consistency. It's getting rid of the, you know, again, our high-end shifts and our good shifts are good enough, and we've had a lot of them. It's making sure that we're playing at that level, shift in and shift out. And part of that is, you know, especially when you're going through what we're going through, where we haven't scored a lot of goals in the last 2-3 weeks, is just staying with it emotionally. Don't let what's going on in the game affect our emotions, our energy, our enthusiasm, and you'll find ways through that. And so I think that's an important part of it for today. And then we talked about it. The game challenges you in so many different ways. You got to be up for the challenge. We believe you always go back to your preparation. And I thought we had a great week of preparation this week.
Best of luck tonight, Coach.
Great, thank you.